USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of them, and I will tell you, there's plenty of them.
Hormel Foods CEO Jim Snee speaking there on CNBC. This is your Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost you a little bit more this year. A survey from the American Farm Bureau finding that the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up about 14% on average. Turkey's seeing the sharpest price increase, but according to Snee, there's plenty of turkeys available.
There's a story or a myth out there that there's a shortage of turkeys, and we are producing and have sold more turkeys this year than we have the last several years. So I think, you know, we encourage many of our consumers to buy early and buy often.
Daryl Brooks, a man accused of slamming into a Wisconsin parade crowd, is due in court today. Brooks will be charged with killing five adults, including three members of a dance team. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
When it comes to traveling for Thanksgiving, it will cost you some more money than it did in years past. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama, economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Ahead of Thanksgiving, the President and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a service project at the D.C. Central Kitchen to help assist in preparing thousands of meals. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Australian Army is taking unprecedented steps in the country.
The Australian Army has begun forcibly removing residents in the Northern Territories to the Howard Springs quarantine camp located in Darwin after 9 new COVID-19 cases were identified in the community of Binjari. Residents of Binjari and Rockhole no longer have the 5 reasons to leave their homes, said Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now.
The move comes after hard lockdowns were instituted in the communities of both Binjari and nearby Rockhole on Saturday night. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A new CBS YouGov poll found that 63% of Americans oppose providing $450,000 to each person who was separated from their family after illegally entering the country. The proposed $450,000 payouts would far exceed the amounts provided to the victims of the September 11th attacks and the Boston Marathon bombings. A new Gallup poll says Americans plan to shell out around $900 on Christmas gifts this year. The survey also revealing 56% say they're very likely to shop online. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.